Industrialized nations have long used Africa to make money, enslaving its people and mining its gold and diamonds. Digital resources are proving no different. Millions of internet IP addresses given to Africa have been taken, sometimes illegally. An IP address or internet protocol is one-of-a-kind address on the internet that belongs to an individual's internet connection. IP addresses are assigned to parts of the world by the organization IANA, the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority. Instead of serving Africa's internet development, many of the IP addresses have been taken by criminals. Other addresses are being used for Chinese gambling and pornography websites. Within Africa, the nonprofit Afrinet gives out IP addresses. A top employee appears to have given out addresses illegally in a major fraud case. New leadership at Afrinet, which is based in Mauritius, is working to take back the stolen addresses. But a legal fight by a rich Chinese businessman is threatening Afrinet's existence. The businessman is Liu Heng from Hong Kong. It is unclear how he received 6.2 million African addresses from 2013 to 2016. That is how 5% of the continent's total, and more than all of Kenya. Now, those addresses are worth $150 million. When Afrinet took back the addresses, Liu fought back. In late July, his lawyers persuaded a judge in Mauritius to freeze the group's bank accounts. His company also announced an $80 million defamation claim against Afrinet and its new leadership. Liu's action is a shock to the internet freedom supporters, who see the internet as a tool for advancing society. Some worry it could weaken the entire address system that makes the internet work. The inside workings of the internet are little understood and rarely face public examination. 5 nonprofit groups around the world decide who owns and operates the internet's first-generation IP addresses. Created in 2003, Afrinet was the last of the 5 groups to be created. Liu told the Associated Press that he is honest and did not get the African addresses illegally. He also said that groups like Afrinet should not decide where IP addresses are used. Afrinet is supposed to serve the internet. It's not supposed to serve Africa, Liu said. In taking back Liu's addresses, Afrinet is trying to reclaim internet space that is important for Africa's development. The continent is behind the rest of the world in using internet resources to raise living conditions and improve health and education. Africa has been given just 3% of the world's first-generation IP addresses. Afrinet's former number 2 official, Ernest Byaruhanga, was removed from the organization in 2019. He was accused of the theft of millions of Afrinet IP addresses. Byaruhanga is believed to be living in his home country in Uganda, but could not be found for comment. An Israeli businessman also controls some Afrinet IP addresses. He has also brought legal action against the organization for trying to reclaim the addresses.